What's going on, America? And welcome to the newest episode of Dear America Live. Do us a favor and hit the share button right now. And also, go check out America316.com right now. You can get 15% off of my book, America316, by entering the promo code America15. America316.com. All right, so the caption in the title says it all. Black supremacy is not equality. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, we just did a viral video about this yesterday afternoon. Nick Cannon, who has officially been fired, by the way. I saw that. His hit.
That's surprising.
His hit Oscar-nominated show, Wild and Out.
Such a deep show.
If you haven't paid attention, Nick Cannon is under fire right now for saying possibly the most blatantly bigoted, racist things I've ever heard in my entire life. If you are watching this, do me a huge favor. Hit the share button right now because we need to talk about this stuff, Jake. It needs to be talked about. Okay. Terry Crews was under fire, has been under fire a lot. In fact, I have really gotten to where I like Terry Crews. Everything that he's been saying lately makes a lot of sense.
He's basically a white supremacist.
At this point, yeah. Me and him might as well be the same person at this point. A couple weeks ago, Terry Crews came under fire because he said, making white people do everything that you want them to do before you'll move on, that's not equality, that's black supremacy. And at the end of the day, it's no different than everything else. As Jake is moving my stuff around mid-thing. Hey, guys, live. All right, and I agree with that wholeheartedly and completely. Comment below what you think about Nick Cannon's statements, okay? And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, don't worry. We're fixing to get into it. So Nick Cannon was on, it looked like a podcast or something like that.
Yeah.
And in the podcast, he starts talking about some just, wow, crazy people type stuff. And he was obviously talking about like ancestral type things, like back in the day, Vikings and whatnot. Sure. But he goes on a tangent and pretty much says that white people are evil and the true savages and most like animals because of the lack of melanin in our skin. And he said melanated people, i.e. black people, are more joy-filled and more compassion-based.
Absolutely.
And soul. He said soul brothers and soul sisters because of the melanin in their skin. And so basically, white people rape, steal, kill, destroy because they're white. And we are actually less human than black people. Now, yes, obviously this man is completely insane. But have you ever heard such a blatantly freaking racist thing in your entire life? Isn't the very Google, what is the Webster definition of freaking racism? Let's read it verbatim, Webster's Dictionary racism definition. And I'm curious what it says verbatim for the Webster's Dictionary.
Okay. It says,
go.
Prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against a person or people on their basis of their membership or particular racial or ethnic group. Typically one that is a minority or marginalized. Typically.
Yeah. So saying that one skin color is superior to another falls directly in to the definition of racism, which makes Nick Cannon a racist because that's what racist people do. And you would be amazed by the amount of people who have come to Nick Cannon's defense because he's black. And, you know, because he's black, he can say whatever he wants. Oh, Graham, the only reason it upsets you is because Nick Cannon is a black man. And you only hate things that black people say. No, that's not true at all. I like what Terry Crews had to say. He's black. I liked what my manager Jason had to say earlier today. He's black. What are you talking about? No, I don't like racist people. And things like that is blatantly racist. And I have a problem with it. And the thing that bothers me the most is the amount of people that are coming to the defense of it. They're like, oh, it's not that big a deal. Nick Cannon can say whatever he wants. wasn't he married to Mariah Carey? And isn't Mariah Carey like half white? So doesn't that make his children like at least a quarter white? So isn't he talking about his own kids now at this point? Are you saying that your own children are evil?
What about Kaepernick? This whole family's white.
Well, yeah, but in Kaepernick's defense, at least he hasn't straight come out and said that white people are the lesser species and more like animals.
That's true.
I mean, I'm sure that's next at this point. But good Lord, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is the type of crazy stuff that's going on right this second is we've got Hollywood celebrities or B-list celebrities, whatever, that are spewing blatantly racist things.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Nick Cannon was in Drumline, just saying.
That is true. He did have some mad skills.
Drumline was a decent
because,
movie.
You know, a lot of black people have rhythm and can... Oh!
He said so.
Anyway. I'm just kidding. All things considered, yeah, I think... I'm not a big cancel culture type guy, but, you know, man, you can't just say blatantly racist crap like that and just not have anything happen.
Yeah.
And he's quoting Louis Farrakhan in his stuff, too.
Oh, solid guy.
Which, right off the bat, man, you've lost your point already here. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Makes it easy. Red Pride, somebody said. Can they see our comments? Yes, we can see your comments. I'm just trying to keep up with it here. All right. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We've got COVID-19 is apparently back.
COVID-19!
Even though the kill rates are super low. And
0.04.
I'm going to go to Twitter for me, Jake.
Okay.
And go to Abby Johnson. Okay. Abby Johnson posted a picture for Texas statistics. Find that for me because I want to talk about the actual COVID-19 numbers that nobody is talking about in the mainstream media. So hit the share button right now. Now, if you are watching, the more you share, the more people come in. And after our first sponsor, we're going to get into the real numbers of COVID-19. We the People Holsters. Record number of people are buying guns and ammunition for the first time. If you are one of them, please be safe and please holster that new handgun in the We the People Holsters. Starting just $39, We the People Holsters are custom made to fit your gun. They ship them to you. They have so many options to choose from. The Constitution, the American flag, the thin blue line, everything you can imagine. Now is the time to support American companies. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham to get yours. Every holster ships free, comes with a lifetime guarantee. Get an additional $10 off with the offer code GRAHAM. Satisfaction is guaranteed. If it's not perfect, send it back for a total refund. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. That's wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham.
Man, they've been with us for a long time.
They have been with us for a long time.
We love We the People Holsters.
We the Popo Holsters.
We the Popo.
We the Popo Holsters. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. The silent killer. We the People.
No, this isn't funny.
Me. We the People. The silent killer COVID-19. All right. So the mainstream media, if you were to watch it, you would think that we are on 28 days later. Okay, that's what you would think. That's what you would believe. You would think that it's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Okay, anyway. So Texas is lost its mind. And can I say this? Texas, we lived there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I was believed to believe or led to believe about Texas... I don't see it. I'm sorry, guys. I don't see it. Where is this Texas pride? Where is this Texas not bending the knee to the mob? Where is it? Texas people, comment below. Let me know what is going on.
California,
man.
Moved in.
All right, listen. Okay, so we're in Texas. We're signing books for America 316. You can go to America316.com and get 15% off with offer code America15.
Woo.
But I digress. We're in there, and they have the mandatory face mask order in Texas, which I think is absolutely asinine and stupid. And I'm going to tell you Why? We're driving, or we're signing books, and inside our place, we can have our mask off, and we're signing. You can go out the door for where we're signing books, and there's a little joint hallway where the bathroom is. You got to put your mask on to go to the bathroom, and if you don't and you get caught, it's a
$2,000 fine.
$2,000 fine for not wearing a mask, because masks apparently protect you from the big bad virus. But here's the thing that doesn't make any sense. Okay, the virus is so horrible, the virus is so bad that we need masks all the time. But you can go to a restaurant, so you got to walk to the restaurant wearing the mask. You got to get a wait for a table wearing the mask. You got to walk through the restaurant wearing a mask. But then the second you sit down,
it's all good.
Apparently there's a freaking majestic unicorn force field that protects you and your family, and you can take your mask off and just shovel food in your gourd and everything is fine.
It's a joke.
Are you kidding me? But the second you go to the bathroom, you got to put the face mask back on. How stupid do people think that we are? What the crap are you? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
If the thing is, if you need a mask to protect you, then the second you take it off in the public place, you're exposed again. What are we doing?
Well, my biggest point I always say is it apparently doesn't live on surfaces anymore. Like, for the longest time, it lives on surfaces for 8 hours, and then it was 18 days it lives on surfaces. So everybody started wearing their gloves, right? And then now it's only transferred through breath. So it doesn't live on surfaces anymore. Like, you keep 6 feet, you wear a mask, we're all good. It cannot transfer on surfaces anymore.
I think it's absolutely stupid. So the biggest thing that's going on is the push to open up schools. Now, parents, if you're watching right this second, comment below right now and let us know what you think. Kids, should you send your kids back to school, or should you not? Is it as bad as everybody thinks it is, or is everybody freaking out for no reason? Comment below and let me know what you think, and I'm going to tell you, trust me, like I normally do, what I think. There's a lot of schools that are coming out saying that they're going to open up, but masks are going to be mandatory for the kids. Okay, now let's put this into perspective here, okay? Children are gonna have to wear a mask all day long. Hello?
Good luck.
Tell your second grader to sit in a chair for 5 minutes and watch what happens.
Yeah.
They're not gonna do it. I have a picture, and I'll put it on my stories here a little later, of we were eating in a restaurant visiting some friends on our way back from Texas, and we had to wear the stupid mask to go in the place, but then when we sat down, we could take it off. And sure enough, we were talking to our friends for about 10 minutes, and we look over, my oldest son has the freaking mask like this on his face. And he's like just hanging out like this on his face. And I was sitting there and I'm doing this, and somebody's going to clip this photo and like make me look like a moron. But either way, I took a photo and I thought, this is what children are going to be doing the entire time school. This is it. That's what your kids are going to look like. That's what they're going to be doing. It is absolutely stupid to believe that children are going to adhere to this crap. Jake, what do you think? Well, I look at some comments here.
I think, honestly, from the studies they've done so far, that there's no evidence that shows that kids even transmit it. Like, first of all, kids and their immune system, they don't have a problem with this at all. You can just look at the mortality rates among people under the age of 18. It's practically zero. So really, it's, if they can transmit it, I'd be more worried about the bus drivers, because most bus drivers, no offense, are older and sometimes out of shape in my experience. So that'd be the only thing I'd worry about. But hey, wear a mask if you're the bus driver and then you're good, right? Like, I don't understand, if masks work, then wear a mask if you're afraid, you know, but the kids aren't transmitting the disease. Apparently, I'd rather risk them getting it and coming home and being fine after a couple days than not going to school and being behind. You know, how long is this going to keep going for? So that's basically what I think. Maybe wearing a mask on the bus to get to school. But again, back to your point, good luck trying to get a kid to wear a mask without taking it off. And I don't think the online stuff suffices in this whole conversation, because there's a social element to school that is almost more important than the school itself, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, right. And so another place that's thinking about this, like we just said, we were there, is Texas. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to you about, this is from the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Yep.
Okay. So this is showing the seasonal flu for the past 2 years and COVID-19 for the past 6 months. Okay. test. Seasonal flu of 2018, they tested 164,000 people, positives 35,000, deaths 11,900. In the 18 through 19 year, they tested 192,000, 31,000 positives, 10,000 deaths. Okay, COVID-19, in the past 6 months, we've tested 2.6 million people. Holy crap. 250,000 positives, 3,111 deaths. This is just in Texas. Okay. All right. Let's look at this here. Death rates for the seasonal flu in the years 2017-2018 was 0.04. 2018-2019, wait for it, 0.03. on not even 1% of the testing we've done for COVID-19. COVID-19, you ready for this? Death rate, 0.01049. So you have a 99.98951% chance of being totally fine with this disease. What in the teetotal crap are we doing? Ladies and gentlemen, as we test more people, as the positive rates go up, the death and mortality rates are plummeting down. What are we doing? I need somebody to explain the la-la land stuff that we're in right now. What are we doing? Can somebody comment below and please shine some logic on this for me? Hang on. Let me get the numbers right one more time. A 99.98951% chance of recovery. Holy crap.
That's pretty good.
There is a 90.52893 negativity rate. So 90% of people that they test in Texas alone is negative.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I don't understand. I'm sorry. The people that are like, ooh, the science, Graham. Ooh, the science and the data. It doesn't back it up. Well, cases are skyrocketing, Graham. Yeah. I don't give a flying crap that cases are skyrocketing. Whoopity-doo. Cases are skyrocketing. Who cares?
Cases are skyrocketing because testing is skyrocketing.
Yes, and it's a virus. It is a new virus that is going to spread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's another thing. You're not going to stop it from spreading. In fact, we're doing nothing but delaying the inevitable by hiding, slowing it down for a little bit. Then we all go back outside and then it spikes again. Okay. It needs to run whatever course it is. It's like the flu. You can't stop the flu. All right. Every year they give you a flu shot that may or may not do anything because the flu mutates like every freaking year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who get the flu shot get the freaking flu. That's the shot. Ooh, you got the flu. Now it's over. Congratulations.
Yeah.
In fact, every single year I was in the military, they forced me to get the flu shot. I got the flu
every time.
Every single time. For the past 3.5 years, I've been out of the military. I have not gotten a flu shot, and I've been fine.
Yeah. When you say, what the crap are we doing? My conspiracy side says, we're getting clans going, right? We got the clan that wears the masks, and we got the clan that said it's against our, you know, constitutional liberties, blah, blah, blah. And the Klan on the left that wants to wear masks are going to be the same Klan that says when we have mandatory vaccines, they're going to say, absolutely. If the other side doesn't get that vaccine, we need to do something. We need to tie them down and inject them with it. They'll be the first ones to accept a mandatory vaccine from Bill Gates. That's my conspiracy hour with Jake moment.
Yeah. So real quick, and we got to get into another sponsor. Somebody just brought this point up and thank you. They said they're skyrocketing because Florida is showing like 94 or 98% positivity rates. So that actually came out in Florida local news that some of these labs were reporting like 95, 98% positivity rates. And they called them up and they're like, look, man, that can't be true.
Right.
Like that cannot be. There's not a 98% positive infection rate of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that can't be right. And then after they review it, they're like, oh yeah, you're right. It's actually 4.8.
Basically the same.
Whoa, what a goof.
What a goof.
What a goof. From 98% to 4.8. That's quite a curve that you put it on there, man.
Counting error.
Wow. But it's true. And then we're looking at these skyrocketed things, man. I had a friend who is a nurse, and she was telling me that they had a couple that went in for a test. It took like 4 hours. They left. They filled out all the paperwork. They said they were there for the COVID-19 test, blah, 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 blah. They left. About a week and a half later, they get a freaking email notification that they both tested positive for the coronavirus. And they called them up and they're like, no, check your freaking security cameras. We never got tested.
Yeah.
What is happening? I'll get into it here in just a minute, the civil liberty stuff. But real quick, we want to talk about our good friends and our sponsors, Red Arrow Weapons. Yeah. All right. In today's climate, gun sales are skyrocketing. You might as well get ARs that are built right here in America. They're fighting the battle with dictator Ralph Northam in Virginia every single day. Go to redarrowweapons.com. and get your ARs built right here in America. Go to redarrowweapons.com right now. Anyway, back to the COVID stuff. I don't get it. And then you put parents in such a weird predicament because do you homeschool? Do you try to put your kids back in normal school, knowing that the odds are probably really good that they're going to close the schools down again at some point?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You know what else is pretty interesting is the censorship of doctors who, you know, are against these things. And it's weird. I had a friend tell me, like, you know, the reason they're being censored is because they're going against what the majority of scientists are saying, right? Which is very similar to the global warming argument. But it's saying, like, if you have a differing opinion than the masses of scientists that all say this, then you should be censored. Your opinion shouldn't matter. And I see that as very dangerous. And I'm the kind of guy that wants to hear the small minority's opinion, because usually they're the ones that are being, you know, their opinions are being censored and whatnot. But I think that's a big crucial part, because what if those are the ones that are right? You know, we need to pay attention to every opinion. We really know nothing about this virus.
And except that it has a mortality rate of 0.01 4851%. No, I agree. And I think it's absolutely insane. And let's speak about dictators for a moment. The thing that bothers me the most, if I can be candid for a moment, and I need everybody to do me a favor and hit the share button.
Do it.
Right this second, because the more you share, the more people see this. The thing that bothers me the most about Americans right now is how quickly we have bent the knee to fear, and how quickly we are just allowing our civil liberties to just be taken away from us. I don't give a crap what you believe about this virus. You either believe in civil liberties as Americans or you don't. And if you do, and you claim to stand for that, you cannot support the mandatory orders of having to wear a mask, having to shut your business down. California is shutting everybody's business down again. They've gone into total lockdown again. Protesting is okay. You can still protest. Can't go to church, can't go to work, but by God, you better file your freaking taxes today.
Well, it depends on what kind of protest. Not all protests are okay.
Well, yes, it has to be anti-America or Black Lives Matter protest.
Yeah.
Okay? No church. No business.
Well, no Christian church.
No Christian church. No business. And no protest for pro-gun, pro-civil liberties, anything like that. But yeah, today is tax day, which bothers me a lot. It bothers me a lot. I mean, me and taxes are not the best of friends in general. Okay. But, you know, when you have some people that have tens of thousands of dollars in taxes due for last year's stuff, but now they can't work and they've taken these huge, huge hits financially. But by God, you better pay your taxes, because if you don't pay your taxes, you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Even though the government is telling you, you can't go to work, you can't have a business, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's a crock, man.
Yeah.
It is a freaking crock. And it pisses me off. I'm sorry, it does. It bothers me so bad. I know the Bible says, give Caesar's what is Caesar's. And I know a lot of Christians say that. You're right. Okay, you're right. Just because I don't like taxes, whatever. But when you tell Americans they can't go to work, when you tell entrepreneurs that they have to close their businesses down against their will, and then you tell them that they still owe the same amount of taxes on the designated day,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem. That's a problem, and it's not fair, man. It's not only not fair, it's not constitutional. And, you know, I made this little tweet to Gavin Newsom, and I said, you know, what are you going to do when people just tell you no? What are you going to do? And that's the question, all right? That's the tipping point for every American right now. Everybody that has any kind of convictions of any kind, there's a hill that you're willing to die on, right? If these governors, these mayors, these senators, whatever, tell you to do something and you say no, what are they going to do? These governors that are telling these Americans that they can't have their businesses, they can't have their freedoms, you can't do that. What extent are they willing to take it to continue to impede upon our civil liberties when we say, no, we're going to run our business. Mm-hmm. No, we're going to go to church. No, we're going to protest peacefully with permits, which Black Lives Matter forgets about all the time, for our liberties and our gun rights and our the lives of our unborns. If you want to bring the fight to us, we're willing to stand on this hill because we believe in our rights as Americans. That's when you'll figure out really quick what side of the fence who is on and whether or not these governors are actually trying to protect you from a virus with a 99.984 recovery rate, or if they're actually trying to take liberties away from you.
Yeah.
Okay. It is that serious. The same people that are trying to say that the virus is super serious, even though the data doesn't back it up, are the people that are telling people like us that we're saying, no, our liberties are being impeded upon.
Yeah.
And they're saying we're crazy. Well, no, the data actually shows that we're not crazy. Okay. The data shows that you're crazy. All right. And I hate to use this word, a sheep. You are just falling in line for what people tell you.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was Castro or Mussolini, but he called those kind of people useful idiots because they claim to be morally superior, right? We don't care about elderly people or our neighbors. We're just going to get them all infected, right? But then we say facts like, what about the suicide rate that's gone up? What about people who've never been in poverty who are now in poverty wondering how they're going to get food on the table, domestic abuse, all that stuff counts as deaths, you know, suicide, all that. These people, it's ruining their lives. Small business owners. What about those people?
Somebody just said that Washington State business losses are at 35%. I would be willing to bet that most of those businesses are in the 30 to 35% tax bracket as well.
Right.
And I guarantee you the government wants their 35% today.
Right. But these people on the left who are morally superior, you give them those facts of, well, these people are all going to die if we shut it down. Then they turn into, well, you know, I'll look at that data later, but we need to be worried about this pandemic. Okay, so you're not really morally superior. You don't really care about life and death. It's just you're the pawns of the Democratic Party, the Socialist Party.
Well, and again, and this is not me calling for like an uprising or anything like that, but what I'm saying is, I was listening to Sirius XM driving from Texas, and Gary V was actually on the country station.
He's pretty awesome.
And he said something really, really profound. And I think he was leaning a more left way when he was saying this, but you can lean in a more right way too. People are like, oh, it's never been this bad before. And he's like, are you sure? He's like, this country fought a civil war. Like, are you sure it's never been this bad before? Like, I'm pretty sure it's been a lot worse.
Yeah.
And people have gone to war over things in this country not that long ago, mm-hmm. like a people and a half ago. People are living to like 100 years now. Okay. That's like a person and a half ago. We fought a civil war, the bloodiest war in American history. Okay. Things have been really bad here before. All right. And so, there, and I bring that up because I'm saying that there has to be something. Like, we have to have a line. When you're with your kids, right? You got to let kids be kids to a point, but you have a line. You know what I mean? Like, you have a line as a parent that the kids don't cross, mm-hmm. period. You don't cross it. Well, as Americans, we need to have those same kind of lines with our elected officials.
Yeah.
That were put into office by us. They work for us. They serve us, period. The second that their actions no longer represents the will of the people. That's the other thing. It is not the governor's job. It is not the president's job at the end of the day to be the end all be all, know what's best for us.
Right.
That's not their job. Their job is to be the voice and the leader and the representation of the people. And if they are not doing that, we have a problem.
Yeah.
To use our friend Luke Combs' song, Houston, we got a problem.
Yes, sir.
And people are forgetting this. Well, actually, we elected them to be our bosses.
Yeah.
No, we elected them to be our leaders. Leader and a boss are two different things. Learn it quick. Leaders represent the people that they are put in charge to what's the word? Shepherd, almost. Okay? If you want to go to the Christian standpoint of it. The second...
How dare you?
How dare you? The second that they lose sight of that, and the second that they continuously overstep their authorities, and they continuously go after our own civil liberties against our will... I don't know very many business owners, small business owners, that are like, you know what? Close me down again. I can afford it.
Yeah. I want the time off.
I want the time off.
I don't need money.
I don't need any money. But they're not the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church just got like, what, $1.4 billion or something like that?
Yeah, not surprised.
I mean, it's crazy, man. Whoa, I just went. This went like California there. It's crazy, man.
Dude, it's so crazy.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, California's just knocking it out of the park, man. They're doing so good at everything.
They're doing so good.
Man, don't you just want to move there?
No. And anyway, okay, I'm going to get off my tangent there. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you need to pay attention, man. It is very scary what's happening. And I'm going to tell you one more thing, and I got to get into our last sponsor before we shift topics here. This coronavirus stuff, 30, 40 years from now, will be chalked up right up to kind of like the Y2K thing.
Yeah.
People are going to look back and go, you tanked the entire country.
Thanks, Grandma.
For something that has a 99.98% recovery rate.
Yeah.
That's just like us looking at our parents goes, you really thought computers couldn't handle zeros? And that... The second the clock struck midnight, it was going to be like Terminator and nuclear warheads were going to be shot up in the sky because computers weren't capable of handling multiple zeros. What the crap are you? Do you believe in like leprechauns and stuff too? What the crap is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
They're going to look at us the same way. Anyway, we got to get into Freedom Project Academy. If you're one of the more than 40% of American families considering homeschooling this fall, we were just talking about this because of COVID-19. You don't know what the crap your public schools are going to do, or much less your governors. Freedom Project Academy is here to help your children get back on track with a live, interactive, online educational experience with students from across the country from the comfort, convenience, and safety of home. They will receive an accredited classical online education built on Judeo-Christian values for students K through 12. With Freedom Project Academy, your children will be taught how to think, not what to think. Go to freedomforschool.com. That's freedomforschool.com and request your free information packet. Again, enrollment ends July 17th, so please reserve your place today. This is a great opportunity to enhance your child's education, protect them from leftist indoctrination, and keep them safe at the same time. Contact your friends at Freedom Project Academy today. That's freedomforschool.com. That's freedomforschool.com. All right. Last but not least today, I want to talk about the Washington Redskins.
Ooh. Pains me just to hear the name.
You sucked. Again, cowards. You bent the knee. Again, because you're spineless and got no backbone. Period. What the crap, man?
What if they won the Super Bowl? It's like, the Redskins are the champions. It's like, no, don't like the name.
No, don't like that. But, strip them of the title.
They won. The Redskins. They won.
Well.
Don't like it.
You know, I was watching the Hodge Twins video on it, and they brought up some good points. Calling them the Washington Redskins, like, wasn't derogatory, right? Like, it was just, you know, they were like proud warriors, right? The Redskins. I mean, that was the point. They wanted to channel.
Wasn't the Washington Savages.
That, yeah. Good Lord. It wasn't the Washington No Melanins or yeah. Washington's melanated people. You see what I'm saying? It's only racist if it's derogatory. If they'd have said the Washington Crackers.
Yeah.
Well, that'd probably been acceptable because that's all right to say. And I'm not allowed to say the other one like the Hodge Twins said. But you should go watch their video and you'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, when is enough enough, man? What the crap does it matter? How much money are we going to spend to change the name of all this stuff? Rebrand everything.
What if they just changed the logo to a potato? The Redskin, you know, they'd be potatoes. No?
The Washington Red Potatoes?
No, it's Redskin potatoes.
How about the Washington Sissies? The Washington Losers. The Washington Spineless. Well, the Washington.
I like Sissies. That's a good one.
Washington Sissies.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're winning anything anyway. My God, they're not going to win anything now because you're so weak. You're so weak.
Also,
what about the Indians? What about the Cleveland Indians?
Why don't you change your name to like
the Washington? It's only a matter of time for the Chiefs. They're coming for the Chiefs next. Watch.
You better not, even though it's like, don't even get me started.
Yeah. Now, Chief has more of an argument for being offensive than the Redskins did. Because when you call people, Chief.
What up, Chief?
What's going on, Chief? A lot of times people say that when they're like pissed off with something.
I think Redskins is worse than Chiefs.
I don't think so, because Chief is like the leader of the thing.
Exactly. But that's the leader. He's like the king, basically.
But what about the Atlanta Braves? What are we going
to
do?
Well, it's funny because if you actually change the name to actual Native American groups like the Sioux or the Apache, it's like that might make some of them happy. But they were having wars with each other, right? So the Sioux didn't like the Apache. The Apaches didn't, you know, they were fighting amongst themselves. So none of it's okay.
Watch it come out that somewhere deep in the bowels of baseball, Red Sox actually means something racist.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have to change. Or what,
Yankees.
What about the White Sox?
Yankees.
Oh, my gosh. The Yankees?
The Yankees were not.
What about the Oakland Raiders? That sounds offensive.
Yeah.
What about that? What are we going to do? What is happening?
The Browns?
Oh, my gosh. The Cleveland Browns. Oh,
even though it was named after a guy, his last name, I still don't like it.
But their uniforms are brown to represent brown.
The Dolphins? Did they ask Dolphins permission?
Yeah, exactly. What about the Pelicans down there in New Orleans? Did you? And New Orleans are Saints.
Okay.
Yeah, you really sure are. Yeah, Drew Brees, and that's the thing.
Bengals. You know how many tigers and cats are abused?
What's her name? Carol Baskins. Where are you fighting the fight for the Bengals to change their name.
I think we should just get rid of NFL.
The
for
Dallas
a few years.
Cowboys? Oh my gosh.
You know who killed most Indians?
Cowboys. You know who was probably racist? Cowboys.
Jeez.
How do you do this all day? What is a Sooner? An Oklahoma Sooner? That sounds like it could be racist.
You know what the LSU Tigers were, don't you? Look it up.
Look it up. What about the Cornhuskers?
It's ridiculous.
Bet they made slaves do that.
I bet you.
That's all I'm saying, man. What the crap are we doing? Like, are we in such a sensitive, sissified society that we can't just have freaking names?
Yeah.
For goodness sakes. The Chicago Bulls, did they ask Bulls permission to use their likeness on their jerseys? Did they?
Clippers? I don't know what they're clipping, but they're clipping
something. What are you clipping? I'm being for real. What are you clipping? That's all, you know, the Phoenix Suns? Suns? Who are you calling son? Yeah. I'm a man. What are you talking about? Like, you know, I mean, all this stuff. Yes, I realize it's spelled S-U-N-S. I'm being sarcastic. Yeah.
Any funny comments about funny team names?
Let's see. Bring it up. Let me look here. It just opens the door for insanity. They will try to find racism in everything. They are crybabies. Blah, blah, blah. Why are we listening to the grandson of the artist who said it's not offensive? They're too sensitive. Well said, Graham. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's my point. And so also it is breaking today that Kenny Stills, the Texans wide receiver, who is basically Colin Kaepernick's flunky, was charged with a felony for protesting for Breonna Taylor. And I haven't done a lot of research on it because I just saw it before we hopped on. But from what it looks like, it was him and like 80 other people. And it looks like they went to the AG's house to protest.
Mm-hmm.
People, there ain't no protesting at somebody's house. That's a riot and you're trespassing, okay? You can't protest at people's house. Do you know how you protest? Legal protesting, you have to apply for a permit. The police have to know where you are and they give you a section of public area that you are allowed to go. That is a protest. You can't just gather a bunch of people and go to somebody's house and then call it a protest. Now, again, I got to do some more research, so don't hold me on this, but from what I just initially saw, it said they went to the AG's house to protest Breonna Taylor. If that's true, that ain't a protest. You should have been arrested, and you should be charged with a felony.
It's intimidation.
It's intimidation. The second you put a toe on somebody's property, you are not an innocent civilian anymore. You are a trespass. Anyway, but it's this weird double standard, man. We take the line, we know what the line is, and then we habitually step over the line under the name of protest and, you know, liberties and blah 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 blah. Just crazy. And it's all the NFL. It's all the NFL that does it all the time. Who was it? Malcolm Jenkins? Was it Malcolm? No. Who was the guy that said the anti-Semitic stuff? DeSean Jackson.
That's right.
That's right. DeSean Jackson says all this anti-Semitic stuff.
More Louis Farrakhan crap.
Nothing really happened. Not really.
Well, he apologized.
But nothing really happened, though. Like the outrage over that was not even close to comparison for what happened to Drew Brees, who said that he wanted to stand for the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Every black NFL player crucified Drew Brees over that. And then Julian Edelman was the only person that really said anything to DeSean Jackson. And, you know, at the end of the day, he just wanted to hang out and have a burger and talk. Which is what should have happened to Drew Brees. That's what I'm saying. Julian Edelman handled it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what should have happened to Drew Brees. Hey, Drew, we've been friends a long freaking time. I love and respect you. I got your phone number. I didn't necessarily agree with what you just said. I would love to really, like, talk to you about that.
Right.
No, instead, I'm going to put you on blast on social media instead of just texting you because I'm a... Never mind.
Great friend.
I'm a sissy is what I am. A sissy. At the end of the day, you know what we need, Jake?
What's that?
We need to grow some B-A-L-L-S.
Balls.
Yes. Just grow them. Ladies, too. Grow them. Just shut up.
It's part of being American, being tough, just, not having a weak
mindset. I'm being for real. Just shut up, man, and just do the thing. Just live life. God, it must be tiresome.
They kill everything. They're killing comedy.
Yep.
You can't joke about other people anymore because one person in the crowd might be offended. You can't play sports anymore
Graham's
without politics.
Graham's entrepreneurial advice, though, it is a good time to get in on some drive-in movie theater stock. It is some great time to bring back drive-in theaters because this crap ain't going away.
It's seasonal, though. Drive-in movie theaters, depending on where you live.
Is it really?
Yeah, they ain't going to see a movie when it's snowing or when it's 110.
Bull crap. If that's the only thing they got, they will.
They'll just do streaming.
We ain't got
services.
No movie theaters right now. None.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man, it is a good time to invest in some drive-in stock.
I love how when you get so PC, the left even starts turning on itself. You know, you're getting comedians coming out saying, like, we need to cancel this cancel culture because they know their jobs are at risk. They can't joke about the same things. You look at Netflix, the movies they push to the top. You know, we were talking about Django, right? Only a matter of time. But then, no, it's like put on the front screen. Historic timepiece because, you know, they don't want to get rid of that movie. But
it's I don't know.
It's all going to start folding in on
it's
itself.
It's crazy, man. Look, at the end of the day, it's nuts. But you know, I mean, I can't complain too terribly much because it gives us something to talk about, you know,
comedy gold.
We get to talk about things. All right. So that's pretty much it for today, guys, on Dear America Live. Do me a huge favor right now. Go to America316.com. We have shattered all kinds of records with the pre-order of this book, and I'm super thankful. And right...
I got the time lapse of you signing books while you're talking.
Oh,
so you know.
Perfect. Yeah, so Jay's going to pop up. We went and we signed every single signature pre-order during the time we were doing that. But right now, we're offering a 15% off special. You can go to America316.com and do America15 and get 15% off. And also Audio 25 gets you 25% off the audiobook. Think about going to America316.com right now. Purchase your pre-order today. Jake, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at producer_Jake.
And of course, I'm Graham Allen. That's all we have for this episode of Dear America Live. Our next Dear America Live, we will be coming live from Liberty University.
Yeah.
And that'll be a lot of fun. So check that out. Make sure to go check out our sponsors, Redcon One. They're awesome, too. That's it. Thank you, guys. Love you, and have a good one.
See you.